This is Matt from Star Wars in Character and NeoZaz.com, and later this week we'll be launching our production fund auction to help cover the cost of the 2013 production year. This will be the last chance to get some of our 2012 promotional items, the exclusive CDs, and the Celebration 6 live show participation packs. We'll also be auctioning off some of our set banners from our C6 show and production items from our 2012 Christmas special. All money raised in this auction will go directly into the production of this show, as well as the production of our 2013 promotional and giveaway items. The auction is scheduled to go live Friday, April 26th and run for 10 days. Keep an eye on our Facebook page and our website for go-live information and any updates, or search the phrase SWIC Auction on eBay. You can also help the show anytime by donating from our website at www.swic.neozaz.com. All donations are used to help keep the show online and production of promotional and giveaway items. As always, thanks for listening to the Star Wars in Character podcast, and thank you for your continued support.
Oh my God.
Sorry, ladies.
That might be the best thing you've ever said since I've known you.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Ramus Antilles. Dave?
Yeah?
What? Everyone loves Ramus, right?
What?
Loves Ramus?
Yeah, everybody loves Ramus.
Oh, that sounds like Kermit the Frog and Ray Romano. Yeah, what was that?
Yeah. That was like Ray Romano doing a Kermit the Frog impression.
What are you talking about?
Ramus. No,
let's hear your Brad Garrett now.
Oh, I can't.
Bad. It was bad, actually. Ramus Antilles appears in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yes. Did it in order of chronological.
I did.
Right. Young to old.
Yes.
Okay.
I had to drink some cookies down that cookie. All right. Ready for this? These are all four names and a quote that Ramus says.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Like the sound of that.
Getting creative.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We Tim intercepted no transmansions. This is a Criskiller ship. We're on a Dave Lamech mission.
That made absolutely no sense.
What do you mean? Here it is. Want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
The Death Star plans are not main computer.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted? What have you done with those plans?
We intercepted no transmissions. This is a consular ship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador?
Now does it make sense, Tim?
Yeah, a little bit.
If this is a diplomatic ship, where is the Ambassador Dave?
He makes perfect sense.
What do you mean, we intercepted? Intercepted?
You should have done it while choking the whole time, maybe.
No, I should have done that.
Who's that? Hell is that?
Oh, Magoo.
That's Thurston Howe. Love you. Choke me a little bit while I masturbate.
And wow. I'm done tonight. Good night, everybody.
Well, Tim, give us some facts about Ramus's anus, please. Go.
Famous Ramus anus.
Unfortunately, we never see Ramus's anus on screen. It's only written about in certain sections of fan fiction. Just to get this out of the way, Ramus Antilles, absolutely no relation to Wedge.
Right.
Antilles is like the Roberts.
Well, you lost me for the episode. Don't care now.
Jones and Smiths, yeah.
He's like the Roberts or Smiths or the Michaels of the Star Wars universe. I guess there's a lot of people named Antilles. But he is a male human from the planet Alderaan. And we see him at two different points in his life. We see him as a younger adult, and we see him as an older adult. In two different films.
Doesn't he look like Timothy Dalton a little bit and the as a younger adult? It's just me.
He's very
Bond, James Bond.
Bond is Bond.
He's very handsome.
Yeah,
I didn't just say that.
I did.
You did.
He's like his handsomeness almost detracts from the scenes. He's like one of these like chiseled, good-looking, handsome dudes that when you see him, like
you just get angry.
Yeah, like he kind of like not bothers you, but like it's like his handsomeness is inappropriate
he's got
for
that,
the scene.
That chin dimple too.
Are you sure you're not saying it bothers you how handsome you find him? Is that what you're trying to say, Dave?
He's like the Don Draper of the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Don Draper, Mad Men.
There's no reason that guy has to be that handsome, is what I'm saying.
He is handsome.
He pisses me off.
He could have just been any old guy. Because when you see him in his older life, I think he's shrunk, actually.
Dude, look,
the Star Wars galaxy has some weird ass physics when it comes to health or whatever you want to call that. Because you see what happened to the Larses is, and now look at this guy.
I think he has space osteoporosis.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah.
And that older guy that gets choked out, he's not handsome.
Not at
all.
Depends
on how old you are.
Well, that's true.
Maybe he got shot in the face. Buddy, gonna shoot you in the face.
Dave, stop eating.
That's not a handsome throat.
No.
I'm just trying to say, let me set the record straight.
Go ahead, speak.
There's no reason for that guy to be as handsome as he is.
Why does that bother you? Because would I have a mole or a wart or something?
It's just pointless. Like it detracts from the scene for me. Like the fact that guy is so stunningly handsome.
Oh my god, dude! I'm going over here a little bit. I'm moving over.
It takes away from what's going on. There's some important things going on there. That guy
needs everybody. Everybody from Alderaan is ridiculously good looking.
It's in the water.
Like you see Bail Organa's wife at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah,
and she's pretty smoking hot. She's a MILF.
What's that mean?
You see Bail Organa's female.
Wait, is she a MILF or is she a MILF, an adopted MILF? Because her body didn't actually go through the ringer of childbirth.
She's even better. She's a little tighter down south.
Oh my god!
Sorry, ladies.
That might be the best thing you've ever said since I've known you.
you have Bail Organa's aide, whoever that chick is. That girl is like, she looks like Angelina Jolie, just crazy beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And
how is she down south, Tim?
She is like a walk in the park, a wonderful
like throwing a hot dog down a town.
I have a feeling that her and Ramis were getting it. Oh, but
don't forget the best looking of them all, Mav Krim.
Now, granted, Leia is not by blood an Alderaanian. But she's still a pretty good-looking chick. If she was, I bet you, if she was unattractive, Bail would have tossed her in the trash, just like Mav.
Maybe that. Yeah. Oh, that's a great follow-up story. Maybe that's why he threw him in the dumpster because it was ugly.
Yeah, he wanted the son, but he was like, "Oh, that kid's got a weird-looking Adam's apple in the trash."
I love that we now talk 30 seconds about Mav Krim.
Now we see Ramis at two different points of his life captaining near identical ships. These are not the same ship, even though, and this is what pisses me off.
Yeah. I agree. I thought it was up until 2 seconds ago.
And this all has to do, and I will defend the Clone Wars almost to the end, but it ends when it comes to this ship. Apparently in the Clone Wars, there was an episode where they had a ship that was supposed to be the ship that they're piloting at the end of Sith. And that ship is called the Sundered Heart.
It looks exactly the same, though, too.
Yeah. Well, there's apparently some people who are much more attention to detail were pointing out differences between the Sundered Heart and the Tantive IV.
Oh, God.
So I always thought that that ship that you see at the end of Sith was a Tantive IV. And when we see C-3PO and R2-D2, I kind of would like to think that they never left that ship for 20 years.
Well, that's what made those scenes so great, is you thought how it ends and how it starts, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But someone at Lucasfilm, someone pointed out that it's not the same exact design. There's subtle differences. So
wait,
they had to call
someone at Lucasfilm specifically pointed that out?
I believe someone at Lucasfilm officially stated.
Now see,
it may have even been our buddy Leland officially stated that they are two different ships. One is the Sundered Heart and one is the Tantive IV.
Now, I could see someone at Lucasfilm doing that pretty much to shut everyone up because they probably got sick of the flood of emails for one speck of paint that was in the wrong place between the two ships. I could see that now. That makes much more sense.
But I think that's what happened. I think someone somewhere pointed something out and a bunch of people were saying, blah! And someone decided, okay, one's called the Sundered Heart and one is the Tantive IV.
I'm now fine with that story because Lord knows when we make a mistake, we hear about it for months.
Yeah, at least that's an explanation because Matt has always said all along the things that he didn't like about the prequels was like, they would just show you something that you saw in the originals just to show it to you. Like, here, you remember this?
Remember this?
Look at it. Look at it now.
You like this before. You like it now.
Yeah. And that's, even though this ended up kind of being cool because it was like, that was ending and the original trilogy was starting from that same spot, at least we thought. At least it had more of a point. But I'm surprised that it isn't that way because of what Matt has always pointed out. That it's, you know, it's just a callback to something that you saw before and you're going to see it again. And you're saying it's not the same ship.
It's not the same ship. So apparently R2-D2 and C-3PO had gotten off that ship at one point and got on the Tantive IV at another point.
I honestly think, all joking aside, I honestly think that's an explanation to stop the email floods. I really think the model that they made, the 3D model they made for Sith, is something was wrong with it and they just got inundated with emails and got sick of it. I honestly think that's the explanation behind this.
Yeah, it didn't really come out until there was an episode of the Clone Wars, I think in the third season. I remember hearing on another show where they were going into discussion on this, and I think even Dave Filoni came on to talk about the differences between the Sundered Heart and the Tantive IV. So,
well, that's going a little too far now.
Yeah, so I'm just like, whatever. But yeah, he apparently was just like, whatever. Now, Ramus Antilles, he is the son of Bail Antilles, and this is a guy's name that we heard.
So Antilles is the Smith or Jones, and Bail is the Michael or John of the Star Wars universe?
I believe so, at least on Alderaan.
Chris never cookie.
He's eating a cookie. He's slurping on a cookie.
Pass the walnuts, Chris.
I'm eating your nuts. Go ahead.
Now, he's the son of Bail Antilles, and we heard Bail Antilles' name mentioned in The Phantom Menace when there's a vote of no confidence made, and then there's names for people that are nominated to be chancellor. This name, Bail Antilles, came up. And Bail Antilles, during the production of The Phantom Menace, was actually supposed to be Bail Organa. And there's all sorts of scenes, and I've never seen any of these scenes. There's photos of this Bail Antilles guy out there, but I've never actually seen any scenes from Phantom Menace. But he's supposed to be this guy's son, this senator's son.
Yeah. What's the problem?
I'm just looking at his handsomeness. That's all I'm doing.
He is a handsome guy. Who's better looking, Ramus Antilles or handsome Luke of the Rebel Legion?
No fucking contest there, Tim. Handsome Luke has handsome skin.
How do you have handsome skin?
Have you seen him?
So, and he was basically just a ship captain. He didn't really do a whole lot. He wasn't like big on battles during the Clone Wars. He was just kind of in a ship. It wasn't a ship that was heavily armed. It was just a transport, basically. So not a whole lot of action. His story doesn't really start until Order 66 was issued, and he just happened to be the pilot for Bail Organa. And so he just, as luck would have it, he's there with Bail Organa. He's helping Bail Organa move Obi-Wan and Yoda and around from Coruscant to wherever in Polis Massus. And that's where you see him. He's sort of hanging out with Obi-Wan. And it sounds like I'm just sort of cutting corners here, but I'm not really. That's really all he was doing then. Then they all part ways. Obi-Wan goes to Tatooine. Yoda takes a ship to Dagobah, and they go back to Alderaan. He continues being a pilot.
If he's a pilot, why is he walking around the halls?
I guess he's the captain, and he needs to. And I guess he has to talk with Bail Organa all the time. Bail Organa is like his boss.
Maybe he's coming out to say, where do you want to go?
I'll ask Memo.
Yeah, I know the answer to that. Very.
this is a question, and I wonder if he ever brought this up. He's going back to Alderaan for that last time after he drops off Obi-Wan and everybody. And now all of a sudden Bail is carrying around a baby. And he's got these two droids.
Yeah.
Did the conversation, like, where the fuck did that baby come from?
That's a good question.
I don't know about you, but if let's say all four of us were in a car.
Yeah.
And it's like The Hangover and Chris comes back with a baby.
But then when we
question number one, where did you get the baby?
Yeah, but it's Chris, really. I mean, I don't think any of us would say anything.
That's right. I'm watching it for a friend.
Chris Galifianakis. And I guess Bail gave the droids to Ramus.
They weren't his. What was he doing giving out shit?
I guess the droids weren't owned by anybody, but I guess they had to say they were owned by somebody. So that's why they say that in A New Hope, they say, yeah, we were last owned by Captain Antilles. And I guess they're referring to this guy.
Well, why did Bail order Antilles to have 3PO's memory wiped, but not R2?
You know what? I have no idea why he wouldn't have both of their memories wiped. It seems
R2,
like
R2 doesn't speak both. English. He isn't going to talk in his sleep or anything. C-3PO could, and they'll spill all kinds of shit.
Because in Star Wars, R2-D2 remembered stuff, and C-3PO doesn't.
Except that he knew how to fly, apparently.
Yeah.
But R2 could take his little probey thing.
Oh, yeah?
And stick it into a computer, and it could print it on the screen. He could say, hey, that Darth Vader guy, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
That baby, Anakin Skywalker's baby.
Yeah, but between the two, who would you trust more with information? C-3PO or R2-D2? Definitely R2-D2, in my opinion.
Yeah. But we've come to know and love R2 over the course of 6 movies. Bail, he doesn't know this. He doesn't know this.
Annoy and hate C-3PO over 6 movies. What a drag.
Yes, yeah. He.
Maybe it's because Bail Organa knew in his infinite wisdom that one day there was going to need to be a rise of the rebellion again. And somebody had to carry the torch as far as some of this stuff. So wiping both of them clear would have made that harder at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened.
There needs to be a record of something that had happened, and if that record is inside this little R2 unit, that's as good as anything.
Right. Because he knows Obi-Wan. He knows that both Obi-Wan and Yoda are still alive, and even though things are, you know, not going well, that doesn't mean in one day they won't go well again. They were planting the seeds.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's it.
Now, while technically in possession of R2 and 3PO, Ramus here, he had virtually no contact with them between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope.
Wait, technically stolen, actually. Didn't they belong to the Lars family? I just thought of that.
They're hot.
C-3PO did, at least.
Technically, well, Anakin stole C-3PO back. Oh, I'm taking it back! And did they tell the Lars family that they were taking? Didn't they just take off?
Yeah, I think they waited to, like, yeah, can you, we'll meet you inside and run.
Padme, run, Goldenrod, get the fuck in there. Yeah, it sort of seemed like he just sort of stole them. I wonder if he like sent him like, you know, a little bit of cash afterwards. Like, hey, sorry about stealing about my, it is my drawer and I built it.
And then Owen wrote back, yeah, sorry about your mom.
She doesn't need it anymore. She's one with the ages. Come on, bitch, just give it to me. And actually, I don't even know if Anakin even owned it at that point. Wasn't it? This is C-3PO in character. I think C-3PO was owned by Padme by that point, but I guess that's by marriage. Man, 50-50.
Yeah, that was a question at one point that somebody had. How many different owners did he have?
Yeah, oh, that's right. That was one of our trivia questions.
It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's not one of our characters we're going to do ever. Huge background.
He's like a popular cheerleader. Now, eventually, Antilles here, he does join the Rebel Alliance, and, you know, he's had 20 years of piloting. And he was, by this point, he was a pretty badass space pilot. He could pilot anything, but he was mainly piloting the Tantive IV and the Sundered Heart. But he did pilot in a bunch of battles against the Empire and destroyed several shipyards and actually had a hand in stealing some early X-Wing prototypes.
So, I never knew he was a pilot. Listen to all this stuff he was doing. I just thought he was like some dude walking around the halls. And when you see him when he's old, I never assumed he was the pilot.
So what
handsome sachet.
What prototypes? Like from who? The Empire or from?
Apparently, it seems like the Empire was developing the X-Wing.
Oh.
And we haven't done an X-Wing episode, so I don't know the full story of the X-Wing.
See, that kind of makes sense. I never really thought about this, but yeah, where would a rebellion get a fleet of pretty useful ships? I mean, you don't have the money to have a ship designed, tested, and created for you. They would have to have existed before the rebellion. That's interesting. Let's talk about the X-Wings. Fuck this guy. Come on, look it
well,
up.
Well, we do see like early versions of X-Wing type things in Revenge of the Sith during that opening battle.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's Beta X-Wing. And then Alpha X-Wing is the next model. Then that's what Ramus here went and stole. He drove it like he stole it.
Yeah. Aren't they called like the ARC fighters or something like that? And
something like that. Yeah.
Right, so they're like the Lego sets and stuff. They have ones of those.
I remember in the preview for Revenge of the Sith, and Chris will remember me talking about this, they show one of those things blow up and you see the clone pilot just flying through the space.
Yeah, you love that part.
I loved it, but at the same time, I was like, oh man, that is a hell I never want to live. If I'm going to blow up, I want to blow up. I don't want to float through space and die relatively slowly.
Don't think you will have to worry about that, Tim.
Yeah, that's not
gonna happen. Me and Richard Branson are pretty tight. And I just might fill set up on one of those there space planes he's got.
Space planes. And we're going to have some space food and a space drink.
Space.
And we're going to take a space nap.
Branson. So eventually we come to episode 4. It's a full 20 years later after we see him in Sith, and he is captaining the Tantive IV on a mission that has intercepted the plans of the Death Star. They get tractor beamed in underneath in that little porthole underneath the Star Destroyer, and Darth Vader forces his way in, and then not a very patient interrogator.
Plans are not in the main computer.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted? What have you done with those plans?
We intercepted no transmissions. This is a corpse of a ship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador?
Yeah, he's not very patient. And there's the isolated sound of the neck breaking. Which what is that, Chris?
I don't know. The book shut. I think it's a walnut.
Like walnuts and a melon rind or some shit like that.
Something like
that.
It was an anus.
Were you doing that to be like you were like doing that to Tim? Is that what your deal was?
No.
You're like force choking Tim.
I'm force choking.
That's the end.
From Pennsylvania to Nashville.
Yeah.
It was a walnut shells. You put them in a grapefruit rind and then crush the organic package. Ooh.
Package.
Ooh.
Now, I have this to say. Antilles here. He's basically caught with his pants down.
Who
on
is
this ship? Well, here's the thing. You look at the action figures and they show a picture of a
isn't picture of a rug. Isn't that where Chris usually says Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
On the Blu-ray, his pants are down.
we see what a rebel soldier looks like. You know, where we see them at the end when when they're given the medals, they're all dressed. A lot of them are dressed like they're dressed there on the Tantive IV. So if you're Darth Vader and you come on a ship,
yep,
and there are a bunch of rebel soldiers on the ship shooting at you, how can you say you're on a consular ship?
That's a good point. That's a great point.
The entire ship is filled with rebel soldiers. What balls?
With fucked up helmets.
That is not an Alderaan soldier. That is a rebel soldier. Alderaans were peaceful. They didn't have weapons.
They had no weapons.
Except their good looks.
That's right. They're strikingly good looks that could knock a man flat.
Yeah.
He probably goes stunning. Like in a mirror like Fonzie with a comb. He goes, I'm good.
Yeah.
Walks away.
Set that man's looks to stun.
Monday, Tuesday, Antilles. Wednesday, Thursday, Antilles.
Antilles.
So that's pretty much his story. He dies there. But he dies. He doesn't give up anything. He's pretty defiant. He's a badass. He's handsome. Dies.
I have a question. This is probably stupid. Why does Vader actually like pick him up? Why can't he just use the Force?
He didn't know he could do that yet.
I'll take that answer.
He figured it out before he met Mahdi.
Okay. Yeah, I know. He's picking him up. He's actually touching him.
He's using the metal hand at that point?
Are they both metal hands at that point? I think they're both metal hands. Yeah, he loses both his arms and both his legs. He has both metal hands.
He's a stump.
I mean the original.
You got new hands. I don't know. Wait, I'm trying to think which arm. He loses his right arm, and he is lifting him up with, I don't have a picture in front of me. I'm just using a mental image. I think he's lifting it up with his right arm.
It's on. It's that page, 7-11. It's on there. I'm getting there now.
That guy, you're right, though. He doesn't give anything up. That guy is a patriot.
Yeah.
In this cause. Like, he could have spilled the beans.
It's his right hand.
I think he's using the Count Dooku chopped off metal hand. The Terminator hand.
Terminator.
And the skeleton?
Yeah, the one that's in the thing and Joe Morton takes it out and Terminator.
That's my impression of Joe Morton.
And then
that's exactly it, Matt. That's perfect, man. Joe Morton character coming soon.
Terminator character.
I wonder if the first question was, what are all these rebel soldiers doing on your ship? And he's like, what rebel soldiers? I don't see any rebel soldiers.
Look away.
Yeah, we didn't see the whole interrogation. Maybe like he was just like really pissing Darth Vader off. That's why he choked him, picked him up and choked him and threw him against the wall.
I love that. He just kept saying like this. Yeah, just denying the obvious. And he just got sick of it.
Listen,
why are these walls white? These walls aren't white. God damn it. And then picks him up. All right, here's the last time, Dick.
Why aren't you white? Huh?
Here's the last question, Dick Helmet.
So anyway, in terms of character, he dies. I don't know. I don't even know what happens to the Tantive IV. Do they blow it up?
I have no idea.
Now, see,
we'll do a question.
I guess I've accepted the fact or whatever that he died, but I never definitively seen that for the first time. I thought he was just like knocked out and shit. I didn't know he was dead. I mean, he had the whereabouts to put his hands up and guard his face before he hit the wall.
He did, and he moved a little bit, yeah, when he landed.
Okay, here it says, okay, Vader personally interrogated Miss Antilles with no success. Afterward, the Corvette was destroyed and the entire crew was killed.
Okay, well,
Imperial propaganda, including falsified report by the survey vessel Wide-Eyed, would later proclaim that an asteroid storm caused the destruction of the Tantive IV.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Bum, 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 bum.
So even if he did survive, like Matt is speculating, he would have died anyway when the ship was blown up.
Yep. Everybody was killed that was on that ship.
Mm. So he's sitting there thinking, oh, I fooled that motherfucker, I'm really alive. And then boom.
My neck hurts a little. I can't swallow. Hurts to swallow. Need some ice cream.
Guess I'm on a liquid diet for a while, but I'm still alive. At least I can eat. I don't have a mask on my face like that asshole.
Boom.
Boom. Does this episode have anything to do with the character we named it after? Mob Grimm.
Yeah, we got some behind the scenes information. I do find the behind the scenes information kind of interesting. Played by two character actors, I should say. In A New Hope, he was played by a British stage and TV actor by the name of Peter Geddes. No real notable roles. I was looking at his IMDb page, and actually on his IMDb page, Star Wars is not listed.
Mm-hmm. Really? He didn't play a character named Handsome Goodlooking in something?
You're talking about the old guy.
Oh, right? The older guy, yes. So no mention of Star Wars on his IMDb page. So he is the definition of uncredited. But this Peter Geddes is actually still alive. He's probably in his 70s now. Well, actually, probably older than that. Probably in his 80s. And from what I understand, he's pretty reclusive. Like he's done one Star Wars convention, and he will. And from the different postings I read about this guy, like he will ignore any invite to anything Star Wars related. So he obviously doesn't have a good relationship with Star Wars for one reason or another. So people have been requesting autographs from him, and apparently he's very difficult to obtain. So if you happen to have a Peter Geddes autograph, good on you.
Did he like perform that stunt where he got thrown against a wall, or was that somebody else, or was that him?
That I think that was him. There are a lot of behind the scenes photos of that scene. So there's a lot of documentation of behind the scenes information. You can go online and do a Google image search, and you'll see a lot of different stuff. And I'm sure in that the J.W. Rinzler making of Star Wars book, I'm sure there's probably a passage on that scene too. It's probably one of the most famous scenes of the entire Star Wars saga. So I mean I don't know what this guy's issue is, but I would be very proud to be part of that scene. It's a very memorable scene. It's a scene, if anybody has seen Star Wars, it's probably one of the first scenes they remember. He just has sour grapes.
Maybe it's people like you and Chris that pester him all the time.
Sign, please.
Who would do that?
Good job, guys. I really wanted to meet this guy.
Yeah.
He should have gotten a stunt bump for that stunt, though, because even though, like Matt said, he does kind of put his hands up.
He does.
That's a pretty wicked throw. I mean, against the wall like that.
He jumps off a step stool into that wall.
Yeah.
And lands down.
I hope he got a few extra quid for that, because
he's the original Jackass. I call this one choke throw.
My name's Ramus Antilles. Welcome to 10 of 4. I have no fucking idea what I just did there.
It was okay, good.
In Revenge of the Sith, he is handsomely played by handsome Rohan Nicol.
I'm looking now, Tim, at his photos. There's a lot of good photos of him here.
See?
Handsome.
And he was in Terra Nova, and I watched that show, too.
Oh, God, you did?
I did.
Was it a precursor to Splash? No, did you see that this week, by the way?
Did you watch that?
Yes, of course. Oh, I did.
Wasn't that bitch? What's your name again?
What, the freaking interview woman, whatever her name is?
Yes.
Someone needed to drown that bitch.
Someone should just push her off, but Louis Anderson, good God. Please, just either sink or quit. You know what I mean? Where were we? Well, that's what I was watching with my kids, and every time he would talk, I was doing it. The kids were cracking up.
So Rohan.
He's handsome.
Rohan. He is handsome.
Rohan. His name is Rohan on top of this. That's ridiculous.
Rohan. Yes,
just,
I know.
Should call him Striking Good Jaw or something.
But here's the great thing. You'll see the picture of him. You see that little divot on his chin that makes him just look that much more handsome?
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing. That is a real scab. He had a shaving mishap while getting ready to shoot his scene.
That's and awesome. He cut,
all these he cut himself on the chin.
Yeah, he has no chin dimple. Oh, my God.
What?
He did that on purpose.
It's like, what would Lucas understand if I bled a lot more out of my chin, out of my already striking chin? But that's
he'd
a real scab.
Blood. He'd look at the blood and say, faster, more intense.
Well, but that's a real scab. He cut himself while shaving.
I'm looking at him. Yeah, that's just a scabbed up wound. There's a picture of him online with not only that one on his chin, but he's got a big cut on his cheek.
Yeah. There's a cut on his one cheek and above his eyebrow.
He punished his cheek for cutting his chin.
Wait, and I think they added those extra things on there because of the scab to make him look like he had seen a little action.
He's all beat to hell.
Like, still handsome.
He is, but what action would he have seen in the movie that he would need to be bloodied?
Maybe he was running away from a clone trooper because he wasn't as smart as Bail Organa just to turn around if they tell you to go away.
He's so handsome. I would lay my thing right in his little chin slit there.
Chin slit?
I would.
It's not there is this one picture on IMDb where his ears look ridiculous, though.
Yeah, I just saw that. It was Dumbo.
It looks fake. It looks like someone slept on another pair of ears.
Megan Fox has a weird thumb.
That's just me being petty.
That's right.
Well, you notice on the Star Wars, he's got something over his ears holding him back, keeping him from taking flight.
You guys are pathetic.
We have to knock him down to make ourselves feel
better. That's right. We're four guys behind a mic. No one's looking at us.
Even his action figure has the red mark on his chin and his forehead.
Does it?
Yeah.
Don't mess with the Rohan.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that scab on his chin is real. That's the other stuff is added. Yes. And actually, he's been voiced in the radio drama by David Aykroyd. And in the video game Empire at War, frequent guest on our show, Steven Stanton, voiced Captain Antilles in the Empire at War PC game.
Frequent. He's been on three times. If you ate roast beef three times in your life, people ain't going to say you frequently eat roast beef.
Well, sorry,
That's a Red Dwarf quote. I just took advantage of that. I don't mean that. Sorry, Tim.
It was still fun.
But no, Steven Stanton has one of his earliest Star Wars voicing roles was as Antilles. So I'll have to look and see if there's a YouTube clip so we can hear if we can hear Stanton's voice on that one.
Does Rohan speak in the movies? I can't remember.
No, because he's probably got some high, shrill, cracky voice that no one wants to hear.
Yeah.
Hello there. Let's take the ship back down to Alderaan.
That's a weird. You can buy me. Shut your face, Rave.
It's just like the last baby you threw in the dumpster.
The one with the false babies. You keep
Why
getting
is
rid
it
of?
The green one with the ears taking the escape pod?
Man. What's going on over there?
You guys are catty.
I'll give you a credit to pick me scab off me chin.
You can eat it if you want to.
Oh, come on.
I've got two other little tiny facts.
I know about Dennis your tiny Lawson. Facts, Tim.
Denis Lawson was offered the role of this, of Ramus Antilles, and he turned it down.
Is that Wedge?
No, Dennis Lawson. Wedge, yes.
No, yes. What?
No, it sounded, to me, it sounded like you said, who, that witch? I didn't want to go, what are you talking about? So, no, Wedge.
That was so great.
No, not at all. Yes. Wait, what?
Dennis Lawson was offered the role, and he turned it down. So, Rohan.
Why would Dennis Lawson play this role? Like, if the wedge is not supposed to be related to, or are you just supposed to like not know that it's Denny Lawson?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Lucas was throwing Denny a bone, the same as Jeremy Bullock. You know, hey Jeremy, we love you. Come play a guy in this movie. Put this thing on your head.
Dennis Look Lawson forward. Is so cool. He said, "Keep your bone.
Keep your bone." And then we just mentioned Jeremy Bullock in the novelization for A New Hope. You know, when they, you know, in the movie, they say our last master was a Captain Antilles, I think. In the novelization, they said their last owner was a Captain Colton. Jeremy Bullock's last name in Sith was Colton. So there are some people out there that believe that the guy that was killed, the Antilles that we see killed, was actually Jeremy Bullock's Colton being killed.
Mm.
There's a faction of Star Wars fans out there. There's 9 of them that get together.
Like, there's some Star Wars fans out there that think their prequels are good movies too. So
I'm one of them.
I'm stuck on this Lawson playing that role.
Yeah,
because the age thing wouldn't match up. Then the guy was supposed to be young.
Yeah,
of Episode 3, Denny Lawson is. How old is this man now? And he's in his 60s, probably.
Dennis Lawson's probably, probably 65, 66.
So how would that work as far as the age? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think GL was thinking much about that either.
It needs to be a young person.
Yeah, I mean,
we know Lucas did not think at all about the timeline between the two prequels. We've proven that like in our first 10 episodes, so we'll just take that as rent.
Okay.
Sorry, Dave. That wasn't an attack, Dave.
I'm happy with the way it turned out anyway, because
I like he's handsome.
Oh, those
cheek guys so good looking.
Well, those cheekbones, man. I want to put that.
Look at those pants.
You just say that.
Look at them slacks.
Look at that scab. Hey, scabby scab scab.
So anyway, when it comes to Ramus Antilles, he's dead, but he makes a handsome corpse, and that's all I got.
That's disgusting.
Listen to you. All the stuff you say, that's
disgusting. I don't mind banging a guy who's alive, but when he's dead, come on. That's where I draw a line.
Still warm.
That's where you draw a line?
Draw a line, yeah. Matt, is your website handsome?
No, it's not handsome. It's a... This one was tough, but I stopped when I read this one because it made me laugh. It's a forum. It's called Sir Steve's Guide. I guess it's a forum about Star Wars collecting, and the first post on it in the heading is, isn't Ramus Antilles in Return of the Sith and Colton Antilles in A New Hope? So many people are so wrong. And then he continues to say, and I'm going to do it in the voice I assume this was written in. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but the figures, the E3 Visual Dictionary, etc., should all agree on their information. Now, Antilles is like the Sith or Jones of the Star Wars universe, and there's a lot of Antilles in their phone books, just like Typho was Panaka's nephew. Can't Colton be Ramus's son? I don't think the Return of the Sith figure is supposed to be Colton Antilles. Galactic Hunter is saying the new figure will one day be choked by Darth Vader. I don't think they have a clue as to what they're talking about. And the very first response post is, I don't give a crap what his first name is.
Wow.
It does say the first name Colton Antilles was also given in C-3PO Tales of the Golden Droid. I guess that's a comic of some sort.
Is that like they went on an airboat and went around searching treasures?
Mm-hmm.
Wish. Oh, no, that was the book that came with the action figure. The large 12-inch figure came, that deluxe book.
Oh, I remember that.
Wow.
I just like Matt. I love Matt's that guy writes that. He spent all day, you know, cultivating that paragraph for someone to just go, I don't give a crap.
Who wrote that? I don't give a crap. Is there a name there?
Oh, he's got it. No, it's just a forum handle. He goes by 21B. And he has a picture of 21B.
Okay.
21B snarky. I don't give a crap about anything you just said.
And then the next response is they quote the I don't give a crap. And he says, yep, that's what I think too. I might join this forum just for the hell of it. I like this forum. These are my kind of people.
The wonderfuls.
I'm still laughing at that thing. I don't give a crap about anything you just said. That's how I feel sometimes during the show.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So I like that forum so well.
I don't give a crap about the droids that they step on in the lava.
Well, Dave.
Oh, you know what, though? Wait a minute. I forgot this last episode. Here's a website you should care about. See how I segued that one? That's pretty piss poor. We're just about to launch our an auction. We're going to auction off all of our leftover, I guess you'd say, or there are remaining, let's say. That sounds better. Remaining 2012 promotional material, our stuff from C6, the leftover prize packs, CDs, some production stuff from our Christmas special, the banners from C6. We got, I think it's like 50 or 60 pieces to auction off. What we're trying to do is just put together a little bit of a fund to continue the show in 2013 in the same way. We want to put together some CDs for our convention appearances and help pay for the cost of the show, particularly like the web hosting and the bandwidth and whatnot and other expenses that come with producing the show. So we will put the link on our website, which is swic.neozaz.com. We'll also have a link on our Facebook page. And I think if you search SWIC auctions on eBay, you should be able to find all the listings because they're tagged with that in the subtitle. So this is the last of all the things we've been talking about in 2012. This is the last of the actual physical CDs. That's it. Once this auction is over, if they sell out, they're gone. So this is kind of your last chance to get these three CD sets and the Frisbee and the bag and whatnot, and your only chance to get some of these items all together. So if you're, you know, interested in helping support the show and want something for supporting it instead of just blindly giving money, here's an opportunity. So check out our eBay auction. Anything that you bid on and buy, if you buy something, will certainly be greatly appreciated. And I think I speak for all of us when I say that.
Absolutely. And thank you, Matt, for setting all that up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Does that include our awesome signatures?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are some signed items. I forgot about that.
Oh.
I forgot we signed that stuff.
It detracts from the value.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't mention it. It deterred people from checking it out.
Right now, there's a bunch of people going, I don't give a crap about any of that stuff.
Oddly enough, heard my father when you said that.
Oh.
Well, it's time, Dave.
It's time for what?
Star Wars. Oh, you haven't done the sounds of Star Wars.
You're a little loopy. It's late.
It's late.
What is it a late?
1:30 in the morning.
1:30 in the morning. We're talking about handsome men.
Four grown men sitting around talking about this garbage.
Oh, well, you just put my life in a shitty perspective, Dave.
What's the scores, Dave?
The trivia scores go like this. Chris is in last with 9.
9's not bad for me.
9?
I'm sorry. Oh, damn it. You beat me to it. You both beat Chris to it.
He did.
You didn't think of that.
Like you said, it's late.
It is late.
It is late.
Then next is Tim with 25.
25.
Homo.
Then Matt with 20.
Why is he? Why the fuck? Because of his number.
Why do you attack Tim?
I have no
Tim
idea.
That was terrible.
I have no idea.
Apologize.
Tim, fuck off. Yes.
You go fuck yourself and another man.
Matt is next with 27.
Handsome.
Oh, thank you.
And then I am in the lead with 30.
He's inside me.
Wow.
What was that guy's name? Rohan?
Rohan.
I think so.
I just picture him. What? In this cab.
Close my eyes, bite my lip, and think of Roltan, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Damn, Voltron.
Voltron. Let's call Voltron. Fuck it.
Right, who's going? What's up? Roll the dice.
Who's going? What's up? Roll the dice.
Get this over with.
Whoever's going has 183.
183.
Tim is first.
Tim's got 183.
Tim, would you like to not go first?
I'll go first. That sounds like Return of the Jedi number.
Okay.
All right, 183.
Or that might be Phantom Menace.
Oh. I think it's a Menace.
Tim, you're in third, but you, Matt, and I are all so close. Anything could happen this episode. Yeah.
We
could go.
We got what? We got this is episode 89. We got 10 more episodes. 11, 12, 10 more after this.
Tim is from Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace. I'm gonna go four.
Four.
Okay, that could put you in the lead, depending on what happens.
Here it comes, open wide.
Scabby chin.
On that treaty signed, my lord, it's impossible to locate the ship. It's out of our range.
Not for a Sith. This is my apprentice, Darth Maul. He will find your lost ship.
God, I hate that movie.
Well, that's the Emperor introducing Darth Maul. Oh, not Emperor. That is Darth Sidious introducing Darth Maul.
I might need the judges on this one.
Come on.
No.
It says Sith hologram.
Yeah, he gets it.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
Give it to him.
That's 29, Tim.
Yay! 29!
Very well done.
Ouija? I like dinosaurs. I'm going to be able to that one.
I'm going to win.
Oh, I die.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. It's Matt's turn.
Oh.
What number?
156.
156.
Oh, we've had that one.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Yep. Play it. Play it. You'll Tim know it.
Members.
Get the fuck out. No knows. Way.
I just know that number because I've been playing that every single
show. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
That's it.
I will proudly, gladly roll again.
I think Matt got that one earlier, right? Like that was his.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
53 is my new number.
Just 53?
Yep.
53?
All right. I love how Tim instantly knows.
He knew exactly. I was like, Davey, he has the book. He's turning the pages too.
No, I'm not looking at the page. I just know that number, 156, because if you remember the last 10 episodes, I keep playing that.
Yeah.
Every chance I get.
All right, 53. There's 54, and there's 53. All righty.
What movie is it?
It is from A New Hope.
All right, I know what he's betting.
Oh, it. Five, yeah. I didn't realize I actually had to say it. Five.
Five.
I think we may have had that too.
I think it looks familiar.
I think that was one of your. I think that was also one that
I
you
think it
got.
Was. Yeah, it was like a Millennium Falcon flyby, right?
Well, it says exiting hyperspace, but I think we had.
I
that
think we did have that. I think I got to roll again. I'm almost positive we did.
Okay. Everyone you had over the past 20
episodes. I know we had 66. I made the order 66 joke. 128. Let's try 128.
128. We're going there. 80, it's 90.
I got to find that file for next time.
128. All right. I'm turning. 136. Go back.
You're still betting five, I assume?
Yeah, it don't matter. Right. It doesn't matter if it's freaking Gandhi. It's five.
Gandhi.
It looks like it's a Return of the Jedi.
It's jumping now. Hold on.
Civil disobedience.
It's all posters here. They're showing.
Guns.
128.
It's Empire.
Empire.
All right. That is the beginning of the lightsaber duel between Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader atop the platform above the carbon freezing chamber.
Oh, it says father versus son lightsaber duel. Judges?
Incorrect.
Damn it. I was really trying to cover all bases with that answer, too. No,
it said everything but son.
That sounded so awesome. I love the tension between the two lightsabers lighting up. It's that...
You don't get that in the prequels.
Kirsch. Come on, man. He's awesome.
That's right. Love Kirsch.
Matt jumps ahead with 32.
Damn.
Jumps ahead? Ahead of who?
Me.
Everyone?
And me, yeah.
Get the fuck out.
I don't give a crap.
Shit, because I was... I had like 1 point like in the first 20 episodes of this run.
Right now, without me going, you are in the lead. So
we're done. Show's over. Show's over. Nice. And thank you for listening. Join us next time. We talk about who gives a fuck.
Who gives a crap?
Who gives a crap?
What's my number?
Hello? Hold on. I'm trying. It's like every third or fourth one, it just freezes. I have to refresh the page. 207.
For a second, I thought I zoned out.
That was me waiting. I'm watching a little wheel on the results. 207 is what it came up with on the refresh.
It went perfectly quiet. See, it's getting a little
intense waiting for those numbers to pop up on this thing.
It's getting a little real. Matt can't win again. He's already won twice.
That was funny.
I want you or me to win, Dave. I'll be honest, because these two who spend so much time pursuing these Star Wars ventures never win would be freaking hilarious. And us two who don't give a crap constantly win.
I haven't won one yet.
What movie?
I think we already had it. It's Attack of the Clones. I will play it, but it looks familiar. No,
That doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, I don't recognize it.
You're wrong. Okay.
Well, you didn't let me bet.
That's like
you just stampeded.
Based on that sound, how much would you bet? Zero.
Based on that sound? Yeah, I would bet zero.
I can take another one.
Okay, I can roll again.
It's familiar.
156. No, just kidding. 249.
I'm just noticing this book that you have because you have the back cover to me.
Yeah.
And they have all these iconic pictures. They have the Rancor and the Millennium Falcon. And one of the big pictures on the back is Aunt Beru making whatever she's making with her Cuisinart.
There's four things we think of when we think of Star Wars. The Rancor, the Jawa, the Falcon, and Beru.
Aunt Beru. Is that her sound?
That's her sound.
No.
You can't.
She opened up.
Oh, there it is. 249.
What movie is it? It's going to be another prequel.
That's probably...
Do you want to hear this?
It's probably Sith.
No, I
won't. No, it's not. It's not from any of the six... Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh, God.
Hello there.
Oh, my God.
All right. So it's from the is it from the Clone Wars movie or the Clone Wars series?
I think those are from the movie.
I've never heard that.
It might be from the movie.
You know what? It's probably not going to matter.
I think we've only had one pop up from the Clone Wars. And it was either Chris or me that had gotten it.
I'm going to bet one.
One, here you go.
So Matt's guaranteed to be in first. Yeah, I don't know what that is. What the hell was that?
I can play it again.
Well, you go ahead. I'm not going to know what it is.
It's a Starlight Express.
Unless the answer is spoken in there somewhere. I don't know where.
Who are the characters? I'm going to say that's... What's her name? What's her name? Ahsoka. I'm going to say that's Ahsoka's ship. I don't know. I have no idea. She might not even have a ship.
This says this. When Anakin and his Padawan Ahsoka must find a vehicle in which to escape, they discover an abandoned piece of junk spice freighter. But Anakin is nothing, if nothing mechanically inclined, starts it up. It's called the Twilight Flyby.
That is the worst answer ever. Who would ever get all that?
Dave is kind of sort of right. No, it's not her ship, no.
And then I'm wrong.
Does that put me and him ahead of you and Tim?
Oh, hell yeah.
Then it's a yes.
No, I am wrong. I'm taking a wrong answer on that because what I meant is that because I don't know anything about that show. Like, I assume everybody has a ship. I thought that maybe that was hers. It was total guess because I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap.
I don't give a crap about the answers to these questions.
All right, so here are the scores.
I didn't go yet.
Oh, do we even?
Doesn't
even
matter.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
What's his number?
I'm going 79.
Either 79.
The way you can catch up, if you guys.
If you keep getting fives, you can get back into
I'm
this.
I'm trying.
That's
I'm
what I did. Look at me now.
I know.
Matt's in first.
Hey, like
if you could see Dave, or if you could see Matt now.
Something, something, something. Blah, 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 blah. I don't give a crap. I do not give a crap.
Where are we at? 77?
79.
79. Okay.
5 points. New hope.
All right. You're going to do 5 points?
Yeah, I have to. I'm out. I'm not going to win either way.
You could.
All right. Here we go. 179. Prepare thyselves.
Buy in time.
Is it 179 or just 79?
79.
I'm sorry, 79. That's the one I got. I'm sorry. No, I'm about to play 179. Shit. It's late.
It's late. It's an hour later here, Tim.
I know. It's early for me. Come on. I got to go back a whole 100.
What else is this Rohan guy? Hey,
huh?
Rohan, handsome Rohan.
Johan?
Has he been in anything else?
He's been in me.
I didn't see him with anything other than that dark, what is it, Falling Skies?
I don't even know what that
Falling
is.
Skies.
Was it Chris, crap? You said it was the show you watched.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Terra Nova.
Terra Nova, that's it.
Me and Matt watched that show.
Where he played Chiseled Handsome Face.
All right, this is a sound that's not from Terra Nova, but it is from Star Wars, A New Hope. Balls.
Whatever, this sounds like an explosion.
It sounded like the count from Sesame Street was going to be like,
Well, yeah. Cream pies.
Play it again, Tim.
One more time. Balls.
That is Alderaan blowing up. I have no fucking idea.
No, that's not Alderaan blowing up. That is a TIE fighter blowing up.
Get the hell out.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm losing. I get the worst shit.
That was a good guess.
156. You can't get worse than 156.
Good point. Good point.
All right, now the scores go like this.
Good.
Chris is in last with 4.
Shocking.
Then Tim and I are tied for second. With 29.
29.
And Matt is in first with 32.
Damn, that's right. I don't give a crap. Eat it.
You guys are kicking some serious ass.
You can come back. I'm rooting for you.
I'll come on your back.
Thank
you very much for listening to this Star Wars character discussion about Everyone Loves Ramus and Tilly's.
Well, sweaty.
I hope I get this right. Join us next time. We discuss Admiral Mahdi.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing? I hope.
Mahdi.
We have to do it for Matt's sake.
Yes.
Mahdi.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.